It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall Biloxi. And now the host of our program, City Desk, is Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We are recording this program on Thursday, October 3rd at 10:45 in the morning. We're here at the Lopez Cuave Public Safety Center in the office of the police chief, or as they say, the director of the police department, the Honorable John Miller. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Okay, we're here to talk about, cruising the coast? Is that coming up?
Is it? Yeah. We're talking about cruising the coast. Yep. So we expect a larger crowd. Actually, every year it's increased. We don't see any difference this year. We think it's going to increase. I don't have the numbers today, but I think it's probably going to be getting somewhere close to 9,000.
That's what I've heard, 9,000. Yeah. And I remember the days, and I'm sorry for interrupting you just for 1 second, but there was a time when they talked about cutting it off like at 7,500 or something. Whatever happened to that?
Yeah. Well, I'm not real sure how you cut that off. I'm not real sure how you tell people that not to come. You know, yeah. I'm not real sure how you do that.
Right.
And I guess that at that time we had talked about registered cruisers.
Yeah.
But quite honestly, I don't know that it's going to make a difference, because let's say 10,000 show up this year. Now, that's a number we're going to get to eventually. Mm-hmm. So let's say 10,000 registered cruisers show up. What's the difference? You're going to have another 30 or 40,000 people here, vehicles here, not people, but vehicles here. So it's really, there's really no way to cap that I see.
Right.
So I expect us to have 100,000 people here on a couple of days, especially during the block party in the city of Biloxi. Hopefully everybody won't be clustered in one spot. I think they'll be spread out through the city of Biloxi, but I would not at all doubt somewhere around 100,000 people being here.
You say you hope that they are all spread out, and we say that for the other event, spring break, that, we need to have more things. But at the end of the day, they're all going to be right here in your backyard.
Well, you know, I don't know why that is. Cruise Central is in Gulfport for this event. But everybody does seem to cluster and gather in Biloxi. I'm not real sure why that is. You know, the Cruising the Coast officials have done a good job. Mm-hmm. Woody's done a great job of stretching this thing out, you know, from state line to state line,
mm-hmm.
really.
Yes.
And there's events in every city. And if it wasn't for that, I'm afraid that we would just be overwhelmed. We wouldn't be able to deal with the traffic. It's already an issue now. And we've come up with innovative ways, you know, to try to keep traffic moving.
What is that? I haven't heard about that.
Oh, you haven't heard about that. Well, let me explain that to you. No one, apparently, there's only a few people that are fans of the cones. I personally am not a fan of the cones. But we had to have something. We had to put something in place so that if there's something...
Life-threatening. Let's go ahead and say it. Yeah.
Life-threatening or traffic to the point where it's going to stand still. We already know from previous years, once traffic comes to a complete stop, you're talking about a minimum of 2.5 to 3 hours before we can get that traffic moving again. So we never want it to come to a gridlock, because once it does, it's horrible to try to get moving again. And then, God forbid, we have some major tragedy where we have to get fire trucks or ambulances or police cars, you know, anywhere. We can't do it.
And let me also interject. We're not talking about a cruising the coast-related crisis or whatever. What we're talking about is when John Doe citizen out in West Biloxi calls and say he has a house fire or he has a burglar or anything, you know, a medical emergency, it's imperative that emergency vehicles can get from one end of the city to the other. We say that every year, don't we?
We do. Some people don't understand it. Some seem to understand it. But what we have to keep in mind is that the event is secondary. We have life issues every day that we deal with, whether it be a heart attack or, like you said, a fire, whatever it is, and we have to get there. Usually, we can get there on a daily basis, but if traffic isn't that thick. During an event, we have to put something in place where if we had to close down an emergency lane, we could do it quickly. And that's the only reason for the cones. We never planned to go to one lane, but there's only a few things that would cause that. One, traffic itself backing up. And I know people say, well, you go to one lane, it's less traffic. Well, but That gives us the ability to get the police vehicles to where they need to be to keep traffic moving. Without that, we can't get around at all. And it's the same for, like we said, fire and AMR. And so we never plan to go to one. Well, we make the contingency that if we have to go to one plan, one lane, we can. But with the cones aren't already in place, there's no way we could do that.
And I believe that we went through the entire thing last year, and correct me if I'm wrong, you usually do, but I think we went through the whole thing last year without actually having to implement the one lane, or did we?
You know, I think we did implement it Saturday, late Saturday. I think we had to go to one lane.
It was a
few hours there.
Okay.
And it usually, if we do, that's going to be the time. That's when everybody is gathered
prime
here,
time.
And that's it is prime time.
We want to let everybody know right now that if you want to get the notices of anything traffic related, and we don't overdo it, we try to be prudent in what we send out, what you need to know. So please, on your cell phone, text Biloxi, B-I-L-O-X-I, and send it to 888-777. John Miller, when do the cones actually go down?
We're going to start putting, we hope to drop the cones Thursday evening.
That's today's Thursday, so you're talking about tonight.
One week from today.
Okay.
The beginning of cruising is not going to, we can handle that. It's when people start, and naturally the weekend is really the prime time for everyone who comes. You have a lot of people locally that come in, you know, just for cruising for that Friday, Saturday, and part of Sunday. So we'll be dropping those cones Thursday evening. Maybe some may be left over Friday morning for us to drop. You'll see less cones because we're going to spread them out further.
That's innovative. You're talking about innovative.
We're trying to make it less intrusive if we can.
Sensitive.
Well, we hope to be sensitive. We really do. But we hope that people will be mindful of that and not abuse that. If they do, we'll have to tighten those cones back up.
And when I say sensitive, I mean that. What you're doing is you're being sensitive to these older, larger vehicles that have a tough time navigating. Were you hearing yourself in that whenever I said older and larger and a tough time navigating?
Thanks. Thank you. A couple of words of advice. Be very cognitive of what's going on around you. I mean, I can't stress that enough. If we go to one lane, you're going to have to be able to notice that we're in one lane. The beginning of the lane, we're going to have designated people there. We'll have signage there telling you, but you have to read those signs. If you're getting down to around Restaurant Row, where we seem to have a lot of problems, a lot of traffic in there.
Rodenburg area and veterans.
Rodenburg all the way to Treasure Bay, east and westbound. Pay attention to the signs. The signs are going to tell you. If you're trying to get over to the restaurant, the sign is going to tell you where to do that at. So please be cognizant and pay attention to those signs.
Have you heard from the mayor of that little beach drive there, that little service drive that goes from Rodenburg to Treasure Bay? You know the mayor up there. I think it's, we got a Fofo, but this guy's a JJ.
I talked to JJ on the phone. It's probably 45.
Who is it?
JJ Paratich. I talked to him.
Owner
probably
of?
Sharkheads. But I talked to him about 45 minutes ago. I've talked to him. I've talked to Rob Stinson. And I have a couple more calls to make to business owners down there just to let them know this is what we're trying to do. We try to keep them abreast of what we're trying to do. And every year we have to tweak things. I think it would be ridiculous for us not to look back each year and say, hey, here's something that was a problem. Can we do it better? Hopefully what we implement will be better. If it's not, then we'll try to find something else. But this is one of those, all these events really, but especially this event because there's so many people here, you really have to be thinking outside the box and you really have to be fluid with what you're doing because it will change on you.
What else is happening in the Biloxi Police Department? And I know this is a lot right here, but I'm seeing, I thought, some new police cruisers out there on the roads.
Well, let me back up just a little bit there before we talk about the cruisers and talk about manpower. So, you know, back, and we've talked about this before, back when the casinos came, we hired a bunch of folks. Well, guess what? Those folks are retirement eligible, and they're retiring. Who can blame them? You know, they've spent 25, 30 years in this business, and they're ready to retire. And so with that retirement, we lose a lot of knowledge. But what we do gain is younger people with a lot of enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. You know, so we've hired quite a few new people. Some of those were veteran officers from other places who have 10, 12, 15 years in. We expect to get another 5 or 10 out of those. And then some were straight out of the academy, or some still have to go to the academy. So we've hired quite a few new folks, and you'll see those.
And before people think you're adding a whole bunch of new people, the actual truth is you're replacing people. I think, what did you lose, about 18, 19 with the 25th anniversary of gaming, somewhere in there.
That's right. So we're just replacing folks. We're filling those voids. So you'll see new, younger policemen on the road. They're going through the same training. Believe me, we've very extensive training here. Once they get out of the academy, they've got another 480 to 500 hours they'll have to put in here before we're going to really tell them they're a Biloxi policeman. They'll be wearing the uniform, but mm-hmm. but yeah, they've got a lot of training to go through. So with those new people, just like old people retiring, cars have to be mm-hmm. retired. Mm-hmm. So we've retired quite a few this year. We have a few more we need to retire. And so we'll be picking up about 16 new vehicles.
And that sounds like a ton, but John Miller's got to look at that total fleet.
That's right. So, you know, 16 vehicles is not all that we need, but that's what we've got this year. That's what we're going to work with. We'll be asking for a few more vehicles next year. It's imperative that we add a few new vehicles to the fleet and retire some really every year in order to keep the fleet up to a point where it's you know, a good running and manageable fleet.
Well, are you not capable of going over to City Hall and raising hell?
Well, I think the hell's being raised constantly, but
I agree, and I know everybody, the council and the mayor, have to look at the big picture, and then they have to look at where the money's going to come from. And you have been very successful somehow with getting grants.
Well, we're digging for grants all the time, and we have a talented man, William Sackett, who is looking for grants for us also, among many other duties that he has.
Is he related to the guy, William Sackett, the intelligent one's related to this guy?
He looks remarkably like the man that's holding the microphone right now.
William, that's been pretty exciting for you, Babel. John told me that he wanted you to be able to open some doors.
Oh, yes, very much so, and I appreciate and value his trust that he's put in me. And being here, I've been able to open and look at ways of generating revenue coming from a revenue background in new avenues and new ways of getting money for our department, which will basically, the bottom line is, keeps us moving forward, keeps us ahead of the curve.
Okay, and he's been keeping me posted on a lot of that. John Miller, we talked about the cones going down a week from today. But and that would be October 10, you're going to see those cones going down. And by the way, I was thinking about it the other day. This has been the year of cones on Highway 90. And what I mean by that is Warren Paving, that's doing such a wonderful job of paving Highway 90, you know, they put cones down every single night. So people driving on Highway 90 on weeknights, Sunday through Thursday, these cones aren't going to be anything new for them. But what other tips do you have? Cones are going down, but you're going to see that traffic start increasing, starting like now, I would think.
Absolutely. We'll see an increase in traffic. And right now, if you drive down Highway 90, you'll see there's some RVs out. There's a lot of lots that are roped off. The first time we've seen that many lots roped off before, so there's going to be revenue generated for a lot of the property owners here. I think that's a great thing. For every vehicle that's parked, you know, I feel blessed that they're not on the roadway. So the more parking, the better as far as I'm concerned. But again, please, if you're going to get out into the event area, give yourself plenty of time. Traffic is going to be, I don't care what we do, traffic is going to be slow moving at best, especially around the end of the weekend, next weekend. Slow moving, keep an eye on everyone around you, be very vigilant. Watch that signage. Watch for officers in the roadway day and night. And if you see an emergency vehicle coming, do everything you can do to try to get out of its way, especially if it's an ambulance or a fire truck. There's somebody's life depends on that. And I know the traffic is so thick a lot of times, there's just nowhere to go. There's just nowhere to pull your vehicle out of the roadway. So please try to be vigilant of that. If you find a way, if you see a way you can get out of the way, please do.
Two things, too, people need to remember. Number one is patience, and number two is that the key to life, acceptance. You ever heard that? Acceptance.
Absolutely. No road rage. We're telling you ahead of time now. People that have been at this event for years now know how thick traffic's going to be. You're here to enjoy yourself. Relax and enjoy yourself. Don't let traffic make you mad or upset you. Don't let other drivers upset you. There's always going to be a few knuckleheads that cannot understand why they can't go from one end of Biloxi to the other in 5 minutes.
And how come they can't peel out?
It's illegal, and we will write you a ticket. We know, and we've experienced this many, many times. People lose control of those. Some of these vehicles are high-powered engines, and they absolutely lose control. We've seen them go across the seawall into the sand when they were spinning their tires. We've had deaths that were related to traffic and to vehicle speed. So we know. We're not trying to be hard-nosed about it. We realize that these vehicles, by nature, are power vehicles, and people like to watch them spin their tires, but we also know there's a lot of pedestrians, a lot of traffic, and the potential for someone to lose their life or to be injured is definitely there. So we're going to be hard noses about spinning the tires. We do not. And besides that, we have a brand new roadway down. Mm-hmm. I really don't want to see a lot of gouges and tears mm-hmm. in that new asphalt, which will happen. And think about this: some of that asphalt is so new that if you really light your tires up and a piece of that asphalt comes loose and strikes somebody or their vehicle, that's going to be horrible. And so we don't want that to happen either. So we're going to be hard noses about that.
William, you got anything to contribute?
I was going to say on behalf of the Packard Automobile Club that they're very happy that there's a wider moving of the cones so that when they bring out their Packard Clippers with the Continental wheel, they will be able to make a turn.
He always has something good to add. Remember, cruisers are starting to arrive now. It officially begins on October 6th, Sunday, at Hardy Court over in Gulfport. You'll see the cruise locations opened up. Big thing, downtown Biloxi, October 9th, starts at 8:30 in the morning, 8 o'clock, somewhere in there, and it's going to go till 3 o'clock. We've added an hour to it. But Thursday night, October 10th, cones will be going down. And two rules, just number one, have fun, and number two, be respectful.
You've been listening to City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel, and our special guest, Chief John Miller, Biloxi Police Department. This is William Sackett speaking.